Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And I'm not going to change what I've said. It's alive, it's well, it's real to us today. So the issues, if there are, they lie with us, right? So it's up to us to receive. That prophetic word becomes a proceeding word. Now, things have to start happening. Some people are still sick or battling, and that, and listen, we all understand this world is full of sickness and disease, right? But they're that way because it's not because they haven't desired to be healed, but they haven't sought the proceeding word. They've heard the prophetic word. By his stripes I'm healed. But have you truly taken that word and erased all the gray areas and said, this is me. Not going to be healed. I am healed. I am whole right now. Not I will be, not want to be, not desire to be. I am. Now you're talking about a whole different ballgame. Many haven't sought for the preceding word to come to them. That there's too much stuff in there. It's pockets of things that need to be dealt with. Strongholds that need to be rooted out. Thought patterns. Experiences. I'm going to show you in a couple of examples. Experiences that need to be broken. That have held you hostage. That have limited you. Sometimes. Talking about poor role models. Really, you think about it. All the people in your life, really, here you are, you're a five. You're not going to attract sevens. You attract fours and threes and twos and ones and zeros. But if you work at getting to there, then you'll attract into your life what it is you want. Because we get what we are, right? So tell somebody, the buck stops with me. How many know, apart from the word, listen to this closely, apart from the word of God, nothing has ever been brought into being. I wish you really understood what it is you're carrying in your pocket, in your holster, that dunamis, the word, the sword. Nothing has ever come into being. John chapter 1, verse 3, nothing has ever come into being without the word. Now, the problem is this. When there is no proceeding word, that's where the enemy will really hassle people. You know, let me use the term dead churches, dead congregations, where it's just dead stuff. It's not a revelation. It's not prophetic. It's not, and understand what I mean. It's just a dead, it's no real life of the spirit. There's where the children of God are really hassled. And really taken advantage of by the enemy. But when you have, and I love what these testimonies are saying, because people are taking that prophetic word and it's becoming or has become a proceeding word to them, and they are exercising that in their domain, and they are having dominion over stuff. They're seeing how stuff has to bow to them. Yeah, stuff will try to get on us, but guess what? Like was said tonight, when you rebuke that, when you recognize the devil is alive, the Lord rebuke you. Guess what? That enemy spirit has to go. I don't care what it is. Sickness, disease, enemy spirits, demons, principalities, power. You have authority as a covenant right. Child of God, you are God's covenant authority. The only covenant authority in the earth, the church. The bride of Christ, men and women. That's us, the body of Christ. The enemy continues to harass and intimidate people as long as there's no fresh word coming from God's presence. Sickness continues in people's bodies as long as the word of healing has not proceeded, has not been a proceeding word. You know, sometimes it's sickness or disease or infirmity, it could be lack or anything, has molded or shaped the person's life. They've dealt with it for so long, it's become a part of their life. And, you know, God help us, but I know people that, and I pray for them all the time, and I talk to them too. I tell them, stop talking like that. But they talk about the infirmity all the time. And I want to say I understand, but I'm not going to stand under that. I know what they're talking about, and there's empathy. You know, yes, I feel you. But how you're saying it, how you perceive it, is not helping you. There's a way out of it. I earnestly believe with all my heart there's a way out of it. If you'll change the etymology, if you'll change the way you talk and believe, then it begins to change the mindset, the cycles of thought that begin to go into the subconscious, that begin to deal with the cells on the cellular level. Yes, the word of God heals us. Until we do that, we'll be in a state or condition of sickness or disease or infirmity or lack until the word proceeds out of God's mouth to our hearts. See, when we talk about out of God's mouth, we're talking about prophetically. When testimonies always kind of fit in with everything. When God speaks through you, this is why we have to be people that don't just listen, but that we can hear. Amen. You hear. I remember one time, I've shared this before, in Trinidad, at Pastor Tony's, I was had a prayer of line, well, people just came to the altar, and it was a lot of them, and I was going to pray for them in one of the conferences, and I was praying, I started on this end and started praying, I could hear, because people were up in the front, they were praising, music was playing, but I could hear a sound on this end that didn't sound right. They were praising, but it was like, these are men of the Most High God. Kind of thing, you know how Paul discerned that? I could tell there's something ain't right with that. And so as I got toward the end down there, I remember, I believe that was the last person, it was a lady, and it was the last person I went to pray for, because God gave me some instruction, because she was built back, and she was kind of screaming loud and praising, and I stopped her. I said, stop. I said, look at me. And she wouldn't look at me. I said, no. I said, look at me in the eye. And she went, not later. I said, I bind you in Jesus' name. I said, look at me. She said, her eyes looked up. I saw the devil. I said, I said, come out of her. But God will give you to hear. But Holy Spirit will cause you to hear. But you got to be listening for him. You understand what I mean? Not just listening, but there's an inner ear. It's like you don't see with your eyes, you see with your brain. You don't hear with your ears, you hear with your brain. But those are just, you know, you follow what I mean? So in the spirit, we hear by the spirit. This is why those strongholds internally have to be dealt with. Because if not, you'll be hearing wrong. It'll be clouded. It won't be discernible. Because you'll be hearing from a place of hurt. Hearing from a place of prejudice. Hearing from a place of lack. Hearing from a place of trauma. But when all that is moved out of the way and that preceding word has gripped you and starts to magnify in your life, now you start to hear like God wants you to hear. You start to hear what heaven is saying. I like to use examples like this. Sunday, you know, which I was sharing it in our staff meeting. There are all types of gifts in the church. And I know many, many various gifts. And one of the ways that God will bless me through a gift is when praying for someone, if I close my eyes, I'll see them or I'll see something about them. And I remember the lady. Remember the lady? How I always said, the whole theme was hell lost another one. How many got saved? One. Hell lost another one. She was set free. But when I closed my eyes, I saw her with a 2x4. And she was swinging it. And I said, you a fighter? And she said, yep. I said, you like to fight, don't you? She said, yep. I said, well, God said, you ain't gonna have to fight anymore. I said, that type of fight is over. It didn't start to break her. And you could see that the Spirit started to minister to her. I said, because God's gonna start fighting your battles. I said, you have to fight to get here. You're a fighter. You had to fight. You had a life of fighting. I said, that day is over with. Because today, hell just lost another one. You could be set free. And now God's gonna fight your battles. So what am I saying? Not that we are perfect, but that we are listening. For God, we are expecting God.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference. The theme is From His Presence to Her Purpose. If you're looking to move to the next level in God, you can't afford to miss this time. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there will be a dynamic lineup of speakers to encourage and inspire you. The whole weekend, there will be an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and more. Come experience the presence of God like never before. From His presence to her purpose. Get your tickets now at rlwomensconferences.com. That's rlwomensconferences.com. Get your tickets early so you know you're locked in, and then come expectant, come ready, come see what God has in store for you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.